Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, it's Glenn the Outlaw here. Today is Friday, January 22nd, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local news, the Polk County Sheriff's Office is investigating a criminal mischief incident that occurred on January 14th around 5:30 p.m. at Kathleen Baptist Church in Lakeland. The male suspect came onto the church property and, without any incitement, kicked a PVC pipe, which in turn damaged a water line on the church property. The suspect is a white male and was wearing a black and light gray ball cap, long blue jean shorts, and a black t-shirt. He was also carrying a black backpack and is known to ride a three-wheeled bicycle. If you believe you know this person, you have any other information that may be helpful toward the investigation, please contact Detective Marshall at 863-577-1625. Once again, 863-577-1625, and you can reference case 21-1649. If you'd like to remain anonymous and provide tips on warrants or investigations here in the Heartland, you can always contact Heartland Crime Stoppers Florida at 1-800-226-TIPS, 1-800-226-8477. You may be eligible to receive a reward. Anonymous tips can also be submitted on the P3 Tips mobile app or called into Crime Stoppers from a mobile device by dialing *STARTIPS. Your local events, the Calvary Quartet is returning to Maranatha Baptist Church of Wauchula for two special services. This quartet has been ministering to local churches for over 25 years. They've traveled the east coast of the U.S. singing old-fashioned four-part harmony gospel, and the quartet strives to combine soul-stirring music with the highest musical standards. There's no charge for admittance, and a love offering will be accepted. Maranatha Baptist Church has served Hardy County for over 40 years. Church is now located at 204 North 9th Avenue here in Wauchula. For more information, please call Pastor Charlie Scott at 863-832-7829. Your job's here in Hardy County. Better Hands Home Care Solutions in Wauchula is looking for an in-home caregiver, a high school diploma or GED, 1 year of caregiving experience, and BLS and Nursing Assistant Certification is preferred. U.S. work authorization is required. Westgate Resorts in Frostproof is looking for a pressure washer. You must live in or near the Frostproof area and have a valid driver's license. And Hardy Fresh in Wauchula is looking for a cleaning crew. Greenhouse or agriculture experience is recommended, and you must have effective time management and communication skills. All of these jobs and more you can find at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, the Bowling Green Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside by doing the 9 p.m. routine each night. You make your home a safer home and decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday today, hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us, and we read them on the air for you. Coming up, a look at your local weather and forecast report, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return right after these.
In the future, digital will enable us to be in perfect sync with the world around us. Synchronizing services and products with the data cloud around customers enables them to prosper anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Claire. It's 5:59 a.m. Heavy traffic on the 528. Expect a delay of 15 minutes. Today's goals include a 5-kilometer morning run. Your car payment to FNB Wachula was made today. Your financial advisor recommends the purchase of Hardy Fresh. Transaction complete. 500 shares have been purchased. Welcome to the office. Access granted. What was the payment for Giovanni's for? Calling bank.
FNB Wachula. Good afternoon, this is Allison. How can I help you?
Oh, thank you. Allison, it's really you.
First National Bank of Wachula. We have the digital connection you need and the personal touch you desire.
At First National Bank of Wachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wachula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 71 degrees out, feels like 73. Sunny, no predicted chance of rain. Maximum UV index is 4, moderate. Wind southwest at 8 miles an hour with gusts up to 10 miles an hour. Humidity 65%, slightly humid. Dew points 58, cloud cover 3%. Visibility 10 miles and the cloud ceiling was 10,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:53 a.m. Eastern Time. Today, patchy fog this morning, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-70s with southwest winds of 5 to 10 miles an hour with gusts up to 20 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy, lows in the upper 50s with southwest winds around 5 miles an hour. Saturday, partly sunny, highs in the mid-70s, southwest winds around 5 miles an hour becoming north in the afternoon. And Saturday night, partly cloudy with lows in the upper 50s and northeast winds around 5 miles an hour. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Last month, the USDA's National Ag Statistics Service began gathering information about farm economics and production practices from farmers and ranchers across the South in the third and final phase of the 2020 Ag Resource Management Survey. Anthony Perleman, director of the NASS Southern Regional Field Office, tells MorningAgClips.com, ARMS is the only survey that measures the current financial well-being of Southern producers and their households. NASS will reach out to nearly 4,000 in Alabama, Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina between January and March. American Robotics, a leading developer of fully automated commercial drone systems, has become the first company approved by the FAA to operate automated drones without human operators on site. American Robotics CEO Reese Moser tells AgriMarketing.com, we can now safely begin operating our automated Scout platform for the benefit of many industries, including agriculture. The real-time analytics from Scout systems empowers farmers, agronomists, and others to accurately track the health and status of their operations at levels not previously possible. BASF is arming cereal growers with a powerful new seed treatment to combat wireworms. Taraxa seed treatment will offer growers what no other current registered treatment can, wireworm mortality. Recently registered by the EPA, this new product will be available for the 2021 growing season. Wireworm larvae in different life stages are active in the wheat fields as they become pupae and adult click beetles.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few thousand dollars worth of free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams. This week on the Farm Traveler Podcast, I sit down with farmer, rancher, TV show host, magazine editor, basically a jack of all trades, Michelle Martin. Michelle and her husband farm in South Texas, specifically the Rio Grande Valley, which is right next to Mexico. Here is Michelle on what all they grow in that area.
We grow over 50 different varieties of vegetables. Citrus is a huge thing here. And then we also have, you know, your cotton, your grain, your corn. What we do personally, my husband works for Helena Chemical, and he farms vegetables and some exotics like methi leaf, which is like an Indian herb similar to cilantro. And so that's some of the stuff we do.
One of Michelle's most unique projects is a food label called Farmer Who, which basically showcases to consumers exactly how their produce is made and where it comes from.
When you go into a grocery store and let's say you picked up a watermelon, it has a sticker on it with the PLU number and maybe the farm's name where it came from, right? So what I started is something called Farmer Who. It's a picture of me holding a QR code. And you just put your camera up to that QR code and a 1 minute video will pop up with me and the farmer that grew that exact piece of produce that you're holding.
To listen to this episode and many other Farm Traveler episodes, just search for Farm Traveler Podcast on your favorite podcast player of choice or go to www.thefarmtraveler.com.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety campaign.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
This has been the Southeast Regional Ag Report.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm George Bonzani. Parler's request for an injunction to return to service on Amazon has been denied while litigation between the two plays out.
Amazon won't be forced to restore web service to Parler after a federal judge ruled Thursday against a plea to reinstate the fast-growing social media app favored by many conservatives. U.S. District Judge Barbara Rothstein in Seattle said she wasn't dismissing Parler's substantive underlying claims against Amazon, but said it fell short in demonstrating the need for an injunction forcing it back online.
Correspondent Keith Peters, Parler argues in its lawsuit that Amazon violated antitrust laws to quash it by colluding with Twitter, which also uses some Amazon cloud computing services. Amazon claims Parler allowed content that violates First Amendment freedom of speech standards. Wall Street, S&P up 1, Dow down 12, NASDAQ up 74. With SRN Business, I'm George Bonzani.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockster. Let's start off in the NBA, where the Lakers open a seven-game road trip with a 113-106 decision over the Bucks. LeBron James with the season-high 34 points. Giannis had 25 points, 12 rebounds, and 9 turnovers. Jazz beat the Pelicans 129-118. The Knicks win their third straight, 119-104 over the Warriors. R.J. Barrett had a career-high 28 points. Stephen Curry scored 30 for Golden State. The game featured a combined 55 personal fouls. The Cavaliers reportedly have agreed to trade trouble forward Kevin Porter Jr. to the Houston Rockets for a future draft pick. On the ice, Islanders beat the Devils 4-1. Bruins win their home opener in a shootout 5-4 over the Flyers. Lightning 3-2 over the Blue Jackets in overtime. Jets beat the Senators 4-1. Canadiens beat the Canucks 7-3. Kings rally from 2 goals down, beat the Avalanche 4-2. This is SRN Sports. Ted Thompson, whose 13-year run as Green Bay Packers general manager included their 2010 Super Bowl championship season, has died after battling autonomic nerve disorder. Thompson was 68 years old. Alabama's hired former Houston Texans head coach Bill O'Brien as offensive coordinator and quarterbacks coach. He'll replace Steve Sarkisian, who left to become the head coach at Texas. There are reports the Eagles are nearing a deal to hire Nick Sirianni to be their head coach. Sirianni was the offensive coordinator for the Colts the past three seasons. Steelers signed former Washington quarterback Dwayne Haskins to a futures contract after he flamed out in the nation's capital in less than two seasons. The Vikings say offensive coordinator Gary Kubiak's retired after a 36-year career as an NFL player, coach, and advisor. And the Rams have hired Rasheem Morris to be their new defensive coordinator. With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960. That's none other than First National Bank of Wachula at 406 North 6th Avenue, right here in Wachula. Your quote for today: I appreciate the kind folks who explain the word mini to me. It means a lot. Tune in not tomorrow, but Monday for the latest in Hardy news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day and a great weekend. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.